The Penitents' Chapel. The Confraternity of White Penitents, under the title of Our Lady of Pity, was founded in 1654 at the initiative of the Lord and Burghers of Mollands. Initially, the penitents met in the gallery of the Church of Our Lady of Lourdes, then located on the site of the present church. As early as 1658, they had their own chapel built nearby. The number of members grew rapidly, exceeding 200. In 1743, the chapel was enlarged by the addition of a gallery facing the street, adorned with an elegant wrought iron railing, plaster panels, and mouldings. It was fitted with 34 compartments for storing the penitents' books of hours and clothing. The nave was panelled and furnished with an altarpiece. The bell tower was raised in 1863. Four vaults were carved into the rock to house the remains of deceased penitents. They still exist today. The French Revolution led to the suppression of all confraternities in 1792. The furnishings were then moved to the newly built church, and the chapel was converted into a meeting room. In 1804, purchased by 11 members of the confraternity, it was restored to its original purpose. In the 19th century, the penitents financed the installation of a new altarpiece, as well as two statues and a painting of Our Lady of Sorrows, which are now kept in the church. From 1875 onward, the number of penitents gradually declined until they ceased to exist. The chapel was then abandoned. In the 1950s, the priest undertook some alterations, the railing was sold, the gallery was divided in two, and a floor was installed, halving the interior volume to create a parish hall. These modifications were short-lived, and the building fell back into disrepair, the ceiling and roof collapsed, while the back wall sagged. In 1987, thanks to the initiative of the Friends of Mollands Association, the chapel was restored to its current state and became an exhibition hall. Note at above the 17th century entrance door, traces of whitish clay topped with streaks of smoke can still be seen. These are the last remaining vestiges of an old tradition. On Maundy Thursday, the villagers decorated the facades with lanterns made from snail shells filled with olive oil. To see more images of the chapel before and during its restoration, you can visit amisdemollands.pywigo.com.